Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we go to the Ukraine, an old Ukraine, but Ukraine nonetheless, and we're going to be visiting three Christians there. The Soviet newspaper, Molodoj Grusi, reported the imprisonment of three Christians. Their crime was starting an organized chain letter to help people all across the Soviet Union understand the teachings of Jesus Christ. Unable to publish Bibles or Christian books, they had begun sending out multiple copies of these letters and asking recipients to make copies and pass them on. Through this creative method of spreading the gospel, thousands of letters had reached into many areas of the Soviet Union. The children especially liked them because they were not allowed to attend church, and the letters became an integral part of their Christian teaching. In addition, these letters helped to bolster the faith of Christians throughout the country during that time. After years of government repression and interference in their churches, they were ready to try something bold and new. They sincerely wanted everyone to know about the love of God, and despite the restrictions placed upon them, their brilliant simplicity allowed the message to spread throughout the town of Tbilisi and even into some areas of the Ukraine. Another newspaper article stated, "The Christians have flooded our town with their writings." It described this coordinated effort as an offensive on the part of the believers. Who could predict the far-reaching effects of a mere chain letter? Psalm 119:89 says, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." After 50 years of tyranny against Christianity, Soviet officials felt threatened by a chain letter. Their cowardly response demonstrates the power contained in God's word. Oppression does not yield to human effort. It does not soften with feelings of sympathy. It only resists the powerful word of God, alive and active in the lives of believers. Satan trembles at the power contained in God's word. Are we as aware of its power as our adversaries are? If it had been a long time since you experienced awe when reading scripture, ask God for a second chance. Ask him to show you his power and experience the word's effect in your life, even this very day. Thank you for being with us again today. If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, which is not free, but it's not that expensive either, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org, thevoice@vom.org, and they'll tell you about how you can get a copy. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 19th of March, 2023, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.